Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sorry, I got to get back to my head. I was planning my popsicle house for this weekend.
Your popsicle house.
Yeah, I'm going to come in here with my hands, probably second-degree burns from the glue gun.
The glue gun, yeah.
Yeah, the glue gun. I need to upgrade that thing, but I'm just too cheap to do it. But yeah, I got a major project due next week. Okay. Dioramas.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
Got to be 3D, Lee. Those posters we used to do, no longer good enough.
You need one of those 3D printers.
I do. I could print a 3D diorama.
Yeah, no, there you go.
My daughter's took 11 hours when I did it with her.
Well, you know, you're going to need to know coding anyway, Tara. I mean, you know.
Well, no, that's seventh grade.
Because, see, when Democrats win and they outlaw talk radio, you'll have to have another job. And that's what all the liberals tell us, that we all need to learn coding. So.
Yes, coding. Yeah, there you go. Build your own computer program and turn it in for a grade. Sure, fine. Okay, right. I love my kids' teachers, but they, come on, let's be realistic. My son's not going to build a 3D diorama this weekend. I am. Anyway, it'll be great. We're gonna have a good, well, I'm going to have a great time doing it anyway.
Yeah, that's what you keep telling yourself.
Uh-huh. And he'll be looking over my shoulder. Like, anything that's three-dimensional requires a glue gun. Anything that requires a glue gun is too dangerous for a child to do. And so guess who ends up doing it?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
That'll be mom.
Yeah. And I usually end up bleeding or burned one way or the other. So there we go.
Well, at least you won't get the coronavirus.
No, because I'll be indoors.
You know, I've got an idea.
Okay.
I have an idea here. And this is something, you know, the Democrats are complaining that President Trump is not doing enough, that he has mismanaged this whole coronavirus outbreak, this whole crisis. And so I've got an idea for him. As he's flying down here to North Charleston for the rally before the Democratic presidential preference primary, which is tomorrow, I think that President Trump should issue an executive order that for the health and safety of the citizens of this country, he's going to cancel the primary tomorrow. What do you think? I mean, because there's a great risk. I mean, there could be risk to these people. Who knows? You know, and for the sake of the safety and health of the country. I mean, this is science we're talking about here. I mean, why do you want to have all these people from all over the state coming around to central locations to touch all these things that everybody else is touching? Who knows? They could be spreading the coronavirus, Tara. Maybe he should just cancel it.
Yeah. We should. That sounds great. So we'll cancel the Democrat primary, open the borders,
yes,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That may be a bridge too far for some Democrats.
I know.
Maybe they would say, no, 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 no. He doesn't need to do that much.
Meanwhile, and see, this is the fun chaos part where this Democrat primary can get really interesting. DNC superdelegates are warning they will block Bernie Sanders at the convention and spark a civil war within the party.
That civil war may spill out of the party.
And well,
into
no,
the streets.
It is already. I'm going to tell you about that in a minute. Senator Bernie Sanders' issues with the Democratic establishment may continue past the nominating races. The New York Times reported yesterday, in interviews with 93 superdelegates, only 9 said that Mr. Sanders arriving at the convention with a plurality was reason enough to support him as the nominee.
Hmm.
So this could get really interesting.
So if you have a situation where the most number of people, the most number of delegates are going to Bernie, they still don't want to support him.
No.
So just like the Electoral College, where Trump had the most electoral votes.
Good point. What a great point. Texter writes, hey, Tara, are we still on for Operation Chaos, voting for Stalin Sanders? Well, I'm glad you brought that up. Did you, well, most people wouldn't have seen this since it was only on Fox News. These Bernie brothers, you just asked Lee, what will they do?
Mm-hmm.
This will give you some idea. This was reported on Fox News. These Bernie brothers are violent. When they're not telling us how, I mean, paid members of his campaign, how they want to drag out people who don't support Bernie and kill them for having the wrong views. Cuban style on the beach. They're doing this. Listen to this. It's Fox News.
Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard is back with us. Congresswoman, videos now going viral of Bernie supporters showing up late at night at the private homes of the Democrat chair of Nevada's Democrat Party the night before the caucus there, harassing and bullying him, shouting through bullhorns, saying support Bernie and single payer. That official had to call the cops on them. Now, Bernie supporters also showed up at the Los Angeles home of the Democrat Secretary of State and California's Democrat Party chair as well. Police also called there. Congresswoman, is this how Bernie's going to unite the party?
Well, first of all, that's not a reflection of the vast majority of people, I think, who are supporting Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, okay.
I still want a place in his cabinet, so I'm going to say something nice.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, she's been a long-term supporter of his. She endorsed him last time.
Yeah.
If I get one more text telling you, well, Tulsi's very moderate, I'm going to... No, she's not.
No, all these
she's
folks
not.
Are...
Yeah. Just because she served in the military, plenty of fine communists have served in the military. Ask Stalin. Anyway, they're going to Democrat Party officials' houses and intimidating them. What will they do at the convention?
Yeah.
I mean, these are people who, I mean, they'll run you down if they see you when they come out of Walmart and you're registering voters for Trump. What would they do if you took something away from Bernie? Texter writes, hey, Tara, they're not Bernie brothers. They're Bernie bros. There's a difference. Get hip, Tara. Oh, my God. There is the funniest Babylon Bee spoof right now about Bernie brothers. And it says that, you know, after learning that they have fine literacy programs in Cuba, the Bernie brothers, some of them built a raft out of used plastic straws and attempted to sail to Cuba, but then they got a couple hundred feet off our coast and realized they couldn't get phone reception anymore. And they tried to turn back desperately, but it was too late, and they got dragged by the Gulf Stream down to Cuba. And the final interview, they said, well, the elites live very well here, and we figure we'll be treated as elite because we have capitalist privilege. We come from an American country. You know, we come from America, so we'll be elite, too. We'll be treated just fine.
Right. How's that going to work out?
Not so good. Anyway. You know what's interesting? There are a lot of trolls on Twitter, and I've been watching their conversations as they attach themselves to my account, and I've learned something. You know how we are always in wonder of, like, how can they miss history? How do they not see what Marxists and socialists have done when they've gotten power? How many people have died? Over 100 million. That's according to Harvard, a Harvard study. Over 100 million in the last century. Like, how can they not see this, right? And I've begun to understand the way they think. And you know why this doesn't faze them?
Please inform us.
One commenter nailed it for me. And then a whole big thing broke out underneath that. I went, oh. They think that the reason it's never succeeded before is because the U.S. has always undermined these countries. get the U.S. out of the way or do it here so they'll stop undermining the past failed experiments, it'll work this time.
So the Cuban Revolution would have worked if it hadn't been for, I don't know, Democrats like John F. Kennedy.
Right. No, but they believe this. And so I finally went, it's crazy, okay? It's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, crazy. But this is how they think. And so this is why... when we say, well, why don't they just leave the U.S. and go live in a communist country? Just leave us alone, right? Why do they have to change this place? There's plenty of great communist countries you could live in. I mean, China, places like that. Mm. And you go to Cuba if you want to suffer. I mean, you know, places like that. And so, no, they don't want to because they think the U.S. will continue undermining those countries. And they're not going to get the authentic experience. So the only way to finally get it to work, to give it a fair shot, is to eliminate the United States of America or convert it into communism.
That way there's
socialism.
No more capitalistic in capitalism
yes,
oppression.
Yes, yes, yeah. And you have them on these threads. I mean, I like posting articles about people whose whole families have been killed in Cuba. And they're like, no, 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 that's just U.S. propaganda.
Whoa.
Yeah.
They don't believe it.
No.
So it all has clicked for me this week, Lee. I get it now. I'm like, oh, I mean, they're delusional, but I'm like, oh. So they think this is why their obsession with tanking the United States of America. They think socialism will finally work if the U.S. doesn't oppose it. And their take is like, well, the CIA has opposed it. It's undermined, well, you know, the CIA has undermined various socialist countries. You know, our policy, our monetary policy, our economic policy, sanctions. We've always taken these countries out unfairly, right? Because if it was just given enough time, it would have worked. And so the biggest obstacle to socialism truly for them is the USA.
Another example of truth over facts. Their truth for the facts.
Oh, yeah, totally.
No hope for these people.
No. So this is why they're so determined. And I finally went, this is what we're up against. So it's not that they didn't see. It's not that they didn't see the death toll. It's not that they didn't see anything, any of it. They just think that's all from the U.S. getting in the way and messing stuff up. And we need a real clear run at it. We need a good go at it this time without the U.S. on the sidelines interfering.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
By the way, big breaking news, Israeli researchers appear to be on the cusp of creating a coronavirus vaccine. Could be ready, they say, in a few weeks in their labs and available in 90 days. So we shall see. Look, nobody has said it as well, I think, as Candace Owens on this whole thing. I loved her tweet on this because it really sums stuff up about just kind of where we've been. Here's what Candace tweeted. Weeks ago, we were all going to die from World War III because Trump killed Soleimani. Oh, yeah, we were on the cusp of a war with Iran. It was going to be terrible. Weeks ago, we were all going to die from World War III because Trump killed Soleimani, which was scheduled to take place before we were all going to die from climate change in 12 years. But now we're all going to die from coronavirus. The left, she writes, is becoming a doomsday cult. Yeah, and that was, all of that was in the middle of, we might as well throw our hands up and give up on the Republic because the Russians were already interfering in 2020, in the 2020 election, except they weren't. But there was hysteria over that for a couple of days as well. Meanwhile, Bill Barr is losing his mind. God bless the man. And not in the way Biden is. I mean, he's still got all his stones up there, but I don't know what he's doing with them. Our attorney general just gave a speech. You hear this? I'll give you a summary version. It was a speech you and I probably would have liked, but it warned of the erosion of religion, warned against the centralization of government, the monolithic media. It talked about basically the advent of anarchy, in particular the way that cops are being scapegoated. But he said that, you know, given all these trends, the centralization of government would be a really bad thing. Which was remarkable, given the fact that this week Barr also recommended that we re-up the FISA spy program. You know, the one that Democrats use for election research that was only supposed to be used on foreign nationals, that program. That we re-up the FISA spy program with no changes and no reforms. Let me let that sink in with you for a minute. Because we need it. I mean, I know the Democrats need it for electoral research. I'm not sure what anybody else needs it for. We could do the same thing that program does with individual judges. They could just close the cases, do it all the time in court, federal court. Do you know what his logic was? I'm going to summarize it for you. You can trust the FBI and the DOJ. You can trust the FBI and the DOJ with the new FISA program because I'm running the DOJ. Well, the problem is that this is a long-term FISA upgrade or FISA re-up, reauthorization. So he's going to be gone. And I mean, I don't know how he's got to at least, we know he's looking at the FISA situation. He's got to be at least aware of it. How, for the love of God, you could want FISA re-upped at this point? I don't understand. And here's the crazy part about this. The Democrats and the Republicans, there is bipartisan support for FISA reform, which is surprising right now. In other words, let's not give them a clean authorization, reauthorization. There's bipartisan support for changes, including Representative Lofgren, a Democrat, who's come up with a list of stuff, most of which is good. It's not going to be enough to stop the Democrats, you know, using it as a, you know, campaign tool against their enemies. But it's at least something. And it appears right now there's not the votes to re-up it in its current form, which is just let them go hog wild again. They don't need oversight. Any more oversight than they have anyway. We don't need to change anything. It's all great. 17 instances of perjury. And here's the other thing, folks. Remember this about FISA. The big scandal here is never even discussed, and it's not the FISA applications. That's not the big scandal. The big scandal was the NSA database. Remember that? That they were the FBI allowing the Democrats, allowing contractors to just go deep dive in there and pull out whatever they wanted about political candidates. Happened hundreds of times. We've had two reports on it now. But just go ahead and re-up the whole thing. Just let anybody who wants, just let them in a database. That'll be fine. We don't need any reform, says Bill Barr. Are you kidding me? And then he turns around and gives a speech against the centralization of government? And he of all people knows what they did. It's stunning. It leaves me speechless. You go ahead, the FBI, they're fine people. They're absolutely fine. But they may let the Democrats use the data for election research against the law. But I mean, other than that, it'd be fine. And you can trust me. Oh, by the way, we shouldn't centralize government. This is the key thing. We need to centralize government. They need a centralized spy system to control people, which, by the way, is the exact way they control people right now in communist China, where government is what? Centralized. Barr, to me, just increasingly, day in, day out, just makes less and less sense. I don't know. I don't know. I just don't get where he's coming from. I don't understand. Texter writes, boy, doesn't this say it all? Snowden was an optimist. Yeah, and he thought we were going to be communist China with the whole spy system and everything. I know.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So far, nobody in California, thank God, has died of the coronavirus. But we do have 3 deaths there caused by an imported disease that's come over the border. This one, a twice deported illegal alien. But not one, not two, but 3 men in the sanctuary state of California. Jose Luis Torres Garcia, a 33-year-old illegal alien, twice deported from Mexico, was identified this week by Riverside County Sheriff's Office in Southern California for murdering 3 men, execution style. They were also Hispanic men, no word on their immigration status. Anyway, the really exciting thing, Garcia was out there for a while on the run after the triple execution, but they did get him in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Finally.
Yeah, so there is 3 people. There's actually some dead people from that, but that's not news. So, meanwhile...
Yeah, because that doesn't happen.
No, it never does, except, like, all the time. I haven't even gotten through my stack of these this week. It's just getting worse and worse and worse. Meanwhile, an illegal alien, I don't know if you remember this guy, fined a mere $280 for leaving 2 law enforcement officers dead and dying after a negligent drunk driving accident. They both eventually died. Has since been driving freely in the United States. Roberto Garcia Palacios, a 28-year-old illegal alien from Guatemala, was given a slap on the wrist after he crashed a car in December 2017 that immediately killed 33-year-old Sander Cohen, the Maryland State Fire Marshal's office deputy chief, and left FBI agent Carlos Wolf, 36 years old, dying at the scene. But he was just one guy, right? I mean, you know, not a lot of people dead. Anyway, he later died at the hospital. $280 fine, and off he goes.
Good grief.
Mm-hmm. Palacios received a $280 fine for the deadly car crash, with prosecutors saying that the illegal aliens' killing of Cohen and Wolf did not constitute, quote, reckless disregard for life. I don't know, the part where you drive away while the guy's dying, you don't even try to help, because that'd slow you down.
For anybody else, that would have probably been an issue.
An investigation, this is Breitbart News, reveals that Palacios has remained in the U.S. and has been driving freely with a driver's license. Palacios faced a $30,000 bail that the judge in the case reduced to a mere $15,000. He was able to put $1,500 down, walk out the door. The bail, legal fees, and fine for Palacios were reportedly paid by CASA, an activist group that administers day labor centers and advocates for immigrants, particularly those in the country illegally. Mm-hmm. IRLI's investigation showed that instead of being deported or at least having his driving privileges revoked after the deaths of 2, Palacios continued living in the United States and driving. Oh, he was cited, by the way, in September of last year in Carroll County, Maryland, on 4 alleged violations, including negligent driving, failure to obey traffic. This is a separate incident. Failure to obey traffic control devices, failure to drive on the right half of the roadway. Oh, just pick one side,
yeah,
whichever.
Really.
I mean, pick a country. You know what I mean? Just pick one, live there. Just pick the side of the road. Whatever. After he was released by police in Carroll County, Palacios was arrested by ICE agents. And was being held at nearby the Howard County Detention Center. It's not clear why he's back out. So there you go. Yeah, so FBI agent, and yeah, he's got a fire deputy there, and they're dead. But, you know, the important thing is that Palacios is able to stay.
Yes, that's the important
thing. That's the important thing. We can all feel good about that. Texter writes, holy, I can't say that word on radio. Holy blank, market already down 700 points. This has to freaking stop. Now they're relying on the same people who think Joe Biden is a stable genius. To, yeah, as they say, coronavirus boo, and then these people freak. And you know, at this point, I mean, the panic selling started yesterday. These are people who actually, I think, know better in a lot of cases. They're just seeing the market come down, and they're selling. So, and this is, wow, I mean, this show, you get to panic selling, you drive that for another couple of days. That's exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Never mind, we may not even be talking about this in a month.
I really hope not.
I know, I do, too. I do too. So we are on panic, on speculation about panic, which might or might not occur if something bad does or does not occur, but we do not know.
Yeah. And it just kills me the way that these liberal trolls on the social media are just, you know, gleefully pointing out these huge losses. And, hey, is this making America great again? It's like, wait until you figure out that your union pensions are tanking.
Oh, that reminds me, by the way, you know, there was a tweet going around. It was all over the place, and it was comparing the leftists were tweeting it, you know, because Trump now holds the record for the, you know, the biggest one day points drop in the stock market, not percentage drop. There have been bigger percentage drops, but points drop in the market. And so they're putting them all up there and saying how, like, even Obama never had a points drop like this and how he's the worst president for the economy. I'm like, you can't make this up. They literally lie, tank the economy, and then take credit for Trump being, you know, having this bad drop. This is just a game. It is. Yeah, this is people's lives. This is people's retirement. Yeah. This is people's hard-earned money. And they just don't care.
No, not at all. Not at all. And, you know, even though we have established and concede the point that there is some risk here. We get that with this coronavirus thing. We get that.
There's risk with a lot
of
stuff.
But this is being completely overblown. And it's just nothing but a political ploy here. This is just a political game. And as you point out, these people don't care because this is costing people billions of dollars across the market.
Mm-hmm.
Billions. And you don't care.
No. It's whatever it takes to win.
Right.
It's whatever it takes to win so they can have power, and that's it. Texter writes, Democrats in the media tried to get rid of Trump, and now they are trying to get rid of all of us. Fight this, and don't let them kill American optimism.
I think they're trying to get rid of capitalism. This is how they're doing it.
Well, I mean, yeah, they're open about that at Bernie rallies.
Yeah,
I mean,
well,
play the audio that capitalism has to go.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Proud of you, socialist in Myrtle Beach. Thank you from the mayor. Mayor from Florence that was down there saying that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Texter writes, now is a good time to buy stocks. It
is
an excellent buying opportunity because
all
the fundamentals of the economy right now are awesome. We saw that with all those reports that came out.
Yeah.
Texter writes, I just read that. Have you heard Israel may find a coronavirus cure in the next few months? Yes, it's in development.
Well, there'll be another intifada to stop it.
Texter writes, I'm going to call it now. South Carolina will be the start of the Sanders downfall, and you will see his supporters become unglued. Yeah, I forecast that in all the hours today, that if Biden wins, and it looks like he will, if the polls are to be believed, the media will spin this as a shock win for Biden and a blow to Sanders, and Sanders stumbles. You'll see all those headlines, you know, as if this is shocking. Couldn't have seen this coming. Again, that'll all be a lie. That's all drama. And Biden has been ahead in the polls here since they've been polling here.
Yeah.
So this is not unexpected. Biden is going to do well in places with large black electorates. 2/3 of our, you know, primary voters in South Carolina are black. The previous three states, they were largely white. When we return to white states, Bernie will dominate again. But they're not going to tell you any of that background. They're going to manipulate you. Oh, look, say Bernie. The criticism of Bernie's love for dictators has tanked him. Loss of confidence in Bernie. No. But I'm just writing the headlines now. Yeah, I wonder if I go ahead and write the headlines now, do I have to come in on Monday? Can we just replay the show?
Well, but then you can brag on yourself about being right.
Yeah, that's right. I love to do that. So, you can see what they're going to do here. They're going to try to spin this as the most He's going to be the comeback kid by Monday if Biden wins.
Yeah, exactly.
But, Lee, as you said, if Bernie pulls off a win here, then there's only one of four polls showing him in striking distance. Yeah. The rest are big gaps. But if he were to pull off a win here, that really would be the big story this weekend.
It would.
Because at that point, he's inevitable. If he can win, you know, black majority primary voting electorate states, it's over for everybody else. And we'll see.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Going to jump on the Ingles Advantage talk line with Fred and Duncan. Hey, Fred.
Hey, morning, Tara. How are you doing today?
Good. What's on your mind?
Oh, just heard you talking earlier about the casualties that we've had already this year from the flu, the fatalities, and the widespread nature there. And it's because that is normal, or that's at least our pattern of what we expect, that those casualties don't draw anywhere near the hysteria that you have with Corona. And so I'll give you that there's the unknown factor, but you do wonder, had this happened 3 years ago when the economy wasn't roaring along, when Trump wasn't, sailing, with the wind at his back and doing great and everything's going gangbusters and we're going into the election year, would the media and the Democratic Party have put so much focus into this? Or would it have been one of those things that you heard about it and it was on to the next thing? So I was curious to get your opinion about that, because they want to drive Trump down however they can. And this is a weapon of opportunity for them. And, so that's what they're going to focus on. But look, I mean, they're the Democratic Party who glories in partial birth abortion, shout your abortion. They gave us Obamacare, and yet, here they are with Trump on the coronavirus, and it's almost like they're licking their chops, hoping it will, be really bad. I mean, some in their party would probably nominate coronavirus for a peace prize if it would just do Trump in political.
Yep. I think you can. I mean, I think you're answering your own question. Here's what I would say. Coronavirus is a legit story. For sure. Definitely when you're covering it, globally, and now we're seeing it come here, it's absolutely is a legitimate story. But to cover it with the level of hysteria that they have covered it, I mean, just to give you an example of what they do, and I mean, this sums up the week for us here, Fred. I mean, when you have two dueling press conferences, one by a woman who's in middle management at the CDC, who wasn't even authorized to officially speak for, and have her own press conference.
Yes.
And you've got her boss at the head of Health and Human Services with her other bosses from the head of the CDC having another press conference that was very rational. They acknowledged, worst case scenario, it could get bad here. But there's no reason to panic right now. It looks like we basically have things under control. We expect to see more cases. They were very calm and rational. And both those press conferences are running at the same time. And you pick the one that's not official, where the woman said, oh, severe shutdown. We might have to shut down the schools, might have to shut down businesses, got to make plans for that. Come on. You're not a serious journalist at that point. And they would have never done that, Fred, to Obama. Especially not going
absolutely.
Into an election
year.
There's
no other way around. You're absolutely right. And I did hear about what you said about your kid and the 3D diorama. just some comfort on that. See, Tara, really the way it works is that's your last little bit of education where you're doing the work that your parents did for you. So that's kind of how that works. You're finally finishing it. So hang in there and it'll pay off.
Well, I'm going to have to got one more diorama to go after this one. So it's got one more kid.
You know, you're almost there. Keep going.
I know. Well, thank you. I'll be in here Monday morning with my usual second degree burns on my fingers and peeling skin, and you know what I'll do for y'all? You guys always ask me, can you post your diorama? I posted it last time, and so I'll post it when we're done with it this weekend, so you guys can see. Yeah, and I love you guys too. My last diorama, it got largely thumbs up from you guys. You know what diorama is? You build it in like a shoebox. It's got to be 3D, right? So you got to reconstruct the scene from a book. And the one I did last time, I apparently oriented the Titanic wrong. I built a Titanic. I did. I oriented the Titanic wrong, so the wrong end was going down. A lot of you accused me of fake news. But her teacher was none that. I actually had people saying fake news, Chris. You're nodding. I had people saying fake news about my diorama. I did not appreciate that, but it was too late to fix it. Anyway, the teacher was none the wiser. And I got 100 on that diorama. So that was exciting. For those of you who have, I never updated this. My science project, the machine I had to build, you know, the one that came with the note from the teacher, you'll probably have to, you know, like screw and cut and weld stuff. That might be dangerous for your kids, so go ahead and do it yourself. What? A lot of you wanted to know what grade I got. I got a 98 on that. So, and I never updated you guys. I got an idea. And I really thought that he was a little petty about the points he took off. I felt like I was unfairly treated, but whatever. It's Greenville County Schools. Anyway, I've got my hopes up for the diorama that I'm going to be able to nail this. I've got to build a log cabin from scratch. I'm going to be doing that this weekend. Probably easier, though, than the Titanic. The Titanic was hard. Anyway, complete with glitter trim because she insisted that we had to have that. So that's going to be my weekend. You can see I have no life. All right. And we'll, of course, be watching the primary and everything else going down. So tune in right here Monday, the hottest location in town, to decode it all and figure out what it all means. We'll be here bright and early. Have a great weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.